common sense is not so common. And in an era where global uncertainty is rampant and government is out of control, this is the show making sense of all the madness. Broadcasting live from the Arizona desert, you can't dodge the Hodge. Here's your host, Dave Hodges.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host, and I often fly pilot and co-pilot, but we have a co-pilot with us today. His name is Ronnie McMullen, and if you have a man in your life and you're concerned about his health, as men age, things happen, this is the show for you. If you are that man that woman cares for, then this is the show for you as well. We've asked Ronnie to come on and lend his expertise into the areas of diabetes, prostate problems, basically men's health as men get over middle age. Ronnie, welcome to the show. I'm glad you could join us, and I hope we do a lot of good today.
How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing okay. That's it. I'm doing okay. I'm still 6 feet above ground.
That works. You know, it's hard. It's a hard time right now. It's with everything going on in the world, and then a lot of us in our own lives have our own little pocket of crud going on, and so it's really hard to keep our head up. But today, hopefully, I can encourage a few people to keep your head up. It's not time to lose the game.
Yeah, and I plan on to win for a little while longer. Men are increasingly being diagnosed with diabetes, women too, but men in particular, and then they evolve into the prostate issues, prostate cancers, and so forth. And I find there's a lot of misinformation in there and a lot of lack of information that the average man doesn't know. In fact, I got to tell you this, Ronnie. I came across on YouTube a presentation by a doctor out of UCLA on prostate health. And it was a little over an hour long, and I'm sitting there thinking, wow, I didn't know that. It was incredible. And he spoke to me on my level. And being that I'm not a doctor, you know, he used terms I could fully relate to and understand. And he had illustrations and videos. And this is what I thought we needed more of, hence the call to you to try to lend that kind of expertise.
Well, so, hopefully I can shed a little bit of light, but first of all, I'm not a doctor.
I know, but you know what? You don't have to be a doctor to be educated. And you work in the field where the byproducts of what you do can have an impact. So you are aware. But let's start with diabetes. What's happening to diabetes rates? I assume they're going up, and I'd like to know why, and let's get into it from that angle.
Okay. This is where I'm probably most knowledgeable because I have had, I'm kind of in the middle of there. So have had it. And when I say that, I still have to be careful, but my blood sugar is almost at a normal rate. And I'll tell you all about how to get there. A lot of the doctors and they mean well, but there's no cure for diabetes. Well, that's, in my opinion, not true, at least for type 2. Type 1 is a different ballgame. It's a different animal. And I'm not super educated on type 1, and it's a tough animal. But type 2, I'm very educated on. And I've tried every reversible, you know, you look on the computer and here, reverse diabetes in just 4 hours, and, you know, I love all that stuff. You know, I'm kind of gullible. It's like, oh boy, 4 hours, I'll have no diabetes. You know, it's like, and you buy this or do this or eat this or run around the house naked 5 times and, you know, some stupid thing. And you go, oh my God, you know, what a moron I am. But because we're desperate, there's some of us that are desperate. Now there's other people that have diabetes and they're not desperate at all. They just go, going to take my metformin and I'm going to have a piece of cake today, so I'm going to take 2 or 3 of them. Then I'll be good. Yeah, well, if you're thinking that way, you're going to be done. Diabetes will kill you. And it's really sad to say that, but it will kill you. And it's really kind of a slow, painful death. Lots of weird stuff happened, like your eyes, you can't see. I can go on. And I'm not trying to do what the doctors do. And they, oh, they're going to cut your thumb off. They're going to cut your toes off.
Well, no, I think we need to hear some of that. So what are the progressive implications of diabetes?
Well, basically no blood flow to your feet, and they start amputating. And you know, I personally don't like to go down that road because that's the bad, bad, bad road. And I don't like to go down the bad road. I'd rather go down the good road and the honest road. If you're going to go into one of those reversible, go on the internet and reverse your diabetes in 4 hours and run around naked 3 times, you will never change your blood sugar, ever. I know this. You can take stuff, and I have stuff at getthetea.com. I have takedown pills, and it really works good. But here's the problem, and I'm just straight out honest. If you want to help manage it, takedown is wonderful. It's definitely helps support your blood glucose levels, but it doesn't get rid of it. It doesn't heal or cure it, and either does metformin. And here's the worst part. They know that. So metformin, and I never could understand this. So I go to my doctor. This is many years ago. She did blood work and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, the whole A1C, everybody's heard about that, the A1C. And you're going to have to have your A1C at a low rate. And if you don't, then you're in trouble and you're considered diabetic and blah, blah, blah. And then they give you the lineup with, oh, okay, you're going to get everything cut off and you're not going to see and you're going to be a big stupid idiot. And, you know, all this stuff that doesn't help anything. Don't tell somebody they can't. Tell somebody they can. And this is where I'm a little different than a lot of the doctors. The doctors don't study nutrition. The doctors really sometimes don't study what changes the body. Why do we have diabetes in the first place? What's going on? And insulin resistance is a huge piece of the pie. Huge piece of the pie. And our pancreas, you know, oh, your pancreas is going bad. Well, I had my pancreas checked. I had my liver checked. It's all good. And I probably had this diabetic crap for at least 10 years, maybe longer. So I was lucky enough, you know, whatever you want to call it, luck or given grace or mercy, to find somebody by the name of Jason Fung, MD. And I love the MD part. I really push the MD part because if you just say, oh, I can help you beat diabetes, people go, well, are you a doctor? No? Then you're full of you know what. Oh, okay. So I love Jason Fung because he's a younger doctor. And did you hear what I said? He's a doctor. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so we're going to push the doctor thing. So he's a doctor, and he goes after and he talks about his experience with working with type 2 diabetics, and he was on nutrition, and he knows nutrition pretty well. And he had some patients kind of change his life, and I don't think he ever had diabetes. But he had some patients change his life, and long and the short of it, he went after fasting. Now, fasting, oh my gosh, intermittent fasting is probably the best thing that's ever happened to me physically. And I go on a lot of shows. I probably have 4 or 5 people that are listened to me and got on the bandwagon of fasting for multiple different reasons because there's not a reason to not do it. That's how important this is. So if you have diabetes, you're going to change things. If you have prostate issues, you're going to change things. If you have weight problems, you're going to change things. And you know what? Here's another thing. The Diabetes Association, I don't know what they're thinking, but their recommendations for what to eat are smoking wrong. So I don't know who's funding them, but don't go there. Learn your foods. Learn to read labels. One of the reasons that we're possibly diabetic in the first place, I think, is GMOs, which stands for genetically modified organisms, okay? Now, we can get really deep if you want to go deep because they're, put it this way, because it's in food, they're injecting GMOs into our body. And it's changing us from the inside out, so it's changing our RNA and our DNA, which means we're expressing differently, and I'll leave it at that. Do some study and say, what's going on here? So I think GMOs are changing. Notice the gluten thing. I remember the gluten issue back in 2008, 2009. And I went to dinner. I was at a remote viewing conference, and I went to dinner with some of the top people. And this one gal says, you know, I need something gluten-free. And I was like, gluten-free? What the flip's that? I didn't even know what gluten was. I was like, gluten-free? What is that? And then pretty soon, within about 3-4 years, I was gluten intolerant myself, and I learned a lot about gluten because I had it. It's funny how we learn about things. You know, we learn about spinal injuries when we have one. We learn about brain damage when we have it. We learn about, you know, it's funny, when we get something, we become very knowledgeable about that issue. So I became very knowledgeable about gluten. I became very knowledgeable about diabetes. And at first, I didn't accept diabetes. So here's the first thing. You got to accept you have it, because if you don't have it, you can't really get rid of it because you don't have it, right? So you need to say, hey, I have diabetes, and that sucks, and now that I have admitted that I have it, I'm going to get rid of it. And that's what your mind is powerful. Remember Big Pharma, you know, and if I ramble too long, Dave, you stop me.
No, you're on a roll. Go. Keep rolling.
Big Pharma, okay, has a problem with beating the placebo.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
So if they can't beat that, and they can't, okay, so they have to remanufacture papers. So if they can't beat a placebo, then what does that tell you about your brain power? And I was talking to Dave off line here and telling him about, you know, intermittent fasting, and telling him about how you need to get your brain in focus with what you're going to do, because that's how you win. If you're going to go play soccer and you want to be the winning team, you need to be thinking, I'm going to win this game no matter what. Doesn't matter. At all costs, I'm going to win this game. So you have to think in the same terms when you're doing diabetes. So Jason Fung gives us an outline in his book, and you can get his book. It's called The Diabetes Code. I make nothing off of it. Just go search it online. He doesn't even know who I am. But I advocate everything he said, done, wrote. I've watched his videos on YouTube. He's an enlightening man. He's sharp. And he has much to say about metformin, much to say about diabetes, much to say about obesity. Notice obesity and diabetes run hand in hand. They're kind of brothers. So if you're overweight, you will get diabetes. End of story. Maybe not perfectly. End of story. You might not get it, but you have super high chances.
The correlation is very high.
Oh, and they're the same beast. They are the same beast. So... And if you're really overweight, and I know there's a few of you out there, I understand weight, okay? I get it. I'm 6 foot tall. I weighed 265 pounds at one time. So that's pretty big. I was a pretty big boy. Now, I weigh 175 pounds.
Whoa.
Okay? 175.
Hope you make good money so you could buy those new clothes.
Yeah. So... And let me tell you, too, what the emotional status is when you lose that kind of weight. First of all, you can work out a lot easier because you're not tubbing around an extra 80 or 100 pounds. And how you feel, how you look, how you think, everything changes. And here's the thing. I was at 200 pounds when I started this intermittent fasting. I've lost 25 pounds since the last week of July. So this is not something that's going to take you... You average about 2 to 2.5 pounds a week, so you're going to drop between 8 and 10 pounds a month. But if you're bigger, you're going to go faster. If you're smaller and you don't have a lot of weight, and this is really not about a weight loss, but notice the first thing doctors will tell you if you have diabetes is you need to lose weight. And that's true. Your cells replenish about every 90 days. So what happens is your bad cells are dying out and going bye-bye, and your good cells are coming in and they're high-fiving. So guess what? Diabetes goes under the new cells. So you need to destroy the diabetic problem, and that is with fasting. And with, according to Jason, and I'm speeding this up because we're limited on time, you really need to read the book, The Diabetes Code by Jason Fung, M.D. I like to push that. And he will tell you play by play what to do. And he gives different, you know, I mean, he even gives recipes and stuff. So, which I'm a cook, so I don't necessarily follow all that, but you have to understand carbs, simple carbs. And you have to understand complex carbs, because that's really important on your diet.
Can you explain us the difference briefly?
Yeah. Simple carb is potato chips. Don't eat potato chips. They're not a part of your diet anymore. Say goodbye. Corn chips, goodbye. See you later. Hasta la vista. Same thing with corn, just regular, like an ear of corn. Everybody loves it, okay? Really bad for you, okay? And just so you know, GMOs, okay, going back to the GMO thing, they love corn. They love corn. So every time you eat corn, if you are going to eat corn, make sure it's organic and GMO-free. And a lot of the GMOs will still be organic, but they have GMOs in them, so you're still eating poison. So let's go back to simple carbs and complex carbs. So beans, kidney beans, pinto beans, this is all good for you. This is a complex carb. And what that means is it breaks down differently in your body. It goes slower, so it won't make your blood sugar spike. Okay? When you eat potatoes, french fries, chips, anything like that, potatoes or corn, corn in the cob, just corn, you know, that you get frozen corn, canned corn, it doesn't matter what package it is, corn chips, all of that is simple carbs, and it turns to sugar immediately, and it makes you spike. What is spiking blood? So let's say anything over, I think it's 125, you're considered a diabetic. I think it's 100, 125 blood read, you're considered pre-diabetes. There's a ton of people pre-diabetes, and then there's a lot of people with diabetes. And then, of course, they give you if you hit 200, you need to be on insulin. Insulin's terrible. Guess what insulin does? I love this. This is interesting. You can see I'm on a hot track here. So insulin. When you take insulin, guess what it does? It makes you gain weight. Isn't it funny how the doctors say, hey, you need to lose weight, but they give you insulin and you pound up. I had a friend of mine, and he did the doctor thing. That's fine. And did insulin, and now he's probably 60, 70 pounds overweight, and he works like a dog. I mean, he's a worker. 70 pounds overweight. Why? Because he's taking insulin all the time. So you don't want to be on insulin. I mean, some people have to, and if you're type 1, you can't listen to anything what I'm saying. I mean, fasting will help you a little bit, but again, type 1 diabetes is just a different animal. But when it comes to insulin, not the greatest thing. So you can change that, and you got to be real careful because you don't want to go too high. Obviously, you're watching your blood sugar. A normal person, and these blood reading sticks, I call them blood sticks, these are how you measure your blood. You poke yourself, you check your blood, you drip your blood into this little stick, and then it tells you what your number is. That should be happening, and I don't have the exact medical name for that, but that's what you do. You should be doing that twice a day. They'll tell you 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 times a day because it's a dollar a stick, give or take, and it makes it very expensive. And there's a big – diabetes is a cash cow. It makes lots of money for lots of people. So this is why I just sat there and I said, okay, I don't want to do this reverse diabetes 20 different times. I'm starting to learn about simple carbs and complex carbs. You know, simple carbs is anything that turns – and start reading labels. One of the reasons – sugar is not your friend, okay? Just you should say that. Sugar is not my friend, because what that does is it's really a toxin. And, of course, sugar companies hate me for this, but it's really not good for you. Natural sugar in fruits is really wonderful for you. Okay, but it still will make your blood sugar spike. So this is why if you're a diabetic and you're going to eat, and so you, let's say you want a dessert. Desserts really should be off your list until you get your blood sugar way down. So let's say you go, Ronnie, I need a little something, man, a little pick-me-up, a little sweet something. Okay, go get some strawberries. Go get some blueberries. Go get some raspberries. It won't have a ton of sugar in them, but they will give you that little bite of like, hey, it's kind of sweet, and it's good for you because it won't spike you if you don't eat, you know, 5 pounds of strawberries in one sitting. But if you just have normal, and don't put your whipped cream on there, get that out of your mind. Don't put sugar on it. Just eat your strawberries or your blueberries or your raspberries or boysenberries, whatever. Berries are beautiful. Diabetics, here's another thing that's really beautiful. If you like artichokes, artichokes is a diabetic's friend. Shrimp is a friend to diabetics. What kind of shrimp? Jumbo shrimp, any kind of shrimp you want.
Even fried?
No. Fried foods are off. You're
Which
done.
I thought.
Yeah, no more fried foods. Sorry, guys. And when you get normal blood sugar reads, you go, oh, sure glad I listened to Ronnie. That was good. Again, not a doctor, but I have the disease, or had. I'm right in the middle of there. If I go eat a big piece of cake, you know, I'm going to have bad blood sugar. But I still, even with that, okay, and I've tried it once. I had a gluten-free piece of cake, and oh, my God, it was so good. It was so wonderful. Here I am telling you don't eat sugar, and I'm telling you that I ate sugar. Well, I'm a real man, so. But here's the thing. You don't beat up your disease eating cake, sugar, any kind of anything. And cake's really bad because it's got sugar in it, and it's got flour in it. So it's simple carb world, and it's sugar world. So it's the worst thing that you could eat. If you really have to blow it, berries. And the second thing, if you go, Ronnie, that's not pulling it off for me. I need the real deal. Okay, all right. I'll squeeze it over to you. Ice cream. Get some ice cream. Have a little bit of ice cream. Small bowl.
No way. You can eat ice cream.
Little bit. Here's the problem. And here's the problem with sugar. Whether it be cake, whether it be a candy, like dark chocolate, that's not that bad for you. If you get the real dark chocolate, the bittersweet chocolate, that's really not that bad for you. But you can't eat 3 pounds of it. So here's the problem with sugar, cake, ice cream, any of this. When you eat a little bit of sugar, your body says, more. Gotta have more. So it's hard to have a small bowl. It's hard to have a sliver of cake. It's hard to have 3 pieces of chocolate. Because your body says, you gotta have more, buddy. And then you say, okay, and here's the proverbial line. Okay, I'll just eat a bigger bowl of ice cream, and then tomorrow I'm going to really fast. I'm going to just let it go. You know, make it happen. Well, you just jacked up your whole blood. To kill diabetes, and this is, I start with a 24-hour fast. Now, Jason says you can start with a 16, but if you've had diabetes, you can't afford to wait around. Okay? That disease is getting you in so many different directions. It's definitely a promoter for the big C word, okay? So you don't want to mess around. You really don't. You want to get very aggressive in your fighting the disease. And I'm sitting here thinking about the people listening to me going, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. I'm not here to scare you. I'm here to coach you into the best life you can have, and that is disease-free. And, yes, this intermediate fasting will heal you, but you must be aggressive. So don't start with a 16-hour like Jason says, and you know you might want to see a doctor. He says that, and I'll say that for benefits, you know, see a doctor about. But most doctors will say if you're a diabetic, they'll tell you not to fast. Isn't that interesting?
What's the discrepancy? What's behind that?
I don't know. Why is it doctors don't get any training in nutrition? I don't know that one either. So I'm not understanding our medical system. I'm not understanding that if you have herbs, why that has to be so policed. You know, there's a lot of things I don't understand. And oh, well, I'm going to get on and tell people, you know, and here's an MD that's going to guide and direct you. Get his book. So going back to the fast. So I'm telling you what I've done. I've gone 24 hours. That's what's my start. You know, Dave, you asked me off air. You said, how many of those do you do? I do them every day, every day, every single day. After 2 or 3 weeks, I might have 2 meals in a day. Okay. But, you know, and during when you eat, okay, let me go back here. Jason talks about going 24 hours and then having 8 hours that you eat. I do not think this is good for a diabetic. So I make mine a 4-hour window. And if you give yourself a 4-hour window, but when you eat your meal, the one meal you're going to have per day, and you stuff yourself a little bit, and you can, because remember, you skip 2. So you stuff yourself a little bit. Guess what? In that 4-hour period, you're not hungry. And that's really a wonderful thing. But there's something mental about saying you can eat more in that 4-hour window. It's like, oh, but I can. But I don't want to because I'm full. But I can. And there's something mental about it that's really positive. So when you do this, and I'm telling you, I have normal blood reads. So, you know, it's wonderful to prick your hand and be a 109. Like, yeah, it's great, you know. Or go to bed at you know, and you're at 121. You know, it's like, oh, that's great. I love it. And I've only been working on it since the end of July. So as Jason would say, if you've had diabetes over 10 years, type 2 diabetes for over 10 years, don't think this is going to go away in a week. So I don't care if this takes me a whole year to turn my cells around and reset all my cells. But the one thing that's interesting, and we forget this, is the body knows how to heal itself. So let's just say you get a cut. Let's say it's a deep, long cut. Oh my gosh, got to go to the doctor. He's going to stitch it up. So he does. He cleans the wound. He stitches it up. And we need that doctor. He's a great doctor. We love that doctor. But does he heal you? No, he doesn't heal you. He prepares the body to heal itself. He doesn't put the skin together and say, okay, it's done.
I know.
Right? So he prepares you to heal. And so he puts it, mends it all together.
Correct.
And then the skin connects, and what do you get? So this is the same thing as Jason's intermediate fasting is basically telling you and preparing your body to heal. And that's what's exciting.
How do you avoid the GMOs? You mentioned that's the devil's workshop.
It is. For me, you just have to, and it's kind of terrible, but you got to be a label reader. You got to look and see. And not that that's always honest, but it's as honest as we're going to get. So look at your package. So whatever you want, you're going to buy. Just see. It'll say GMO free on it if it's GMO free. And usually you start with organic so you don't have to read every label inside of the grocery store. So you go with organic. And just let's talk about organic for just a second. I won't spend a lot of time on it. But organic is basically no herbicides and pesticides. Okay, everything's natural with the plant. So when you get lettuce that's organic, there's no herbicides or pesticides. And there's no petroleum product on your lettuce. If you buy normal lettuce, you have petroleum products because a lot of the plant food is petroleum-based. Did you know a lot of our medical pharma is petroleum-based?
I do now.
Putting stuff in the eyes is petroleum-based. Petroleum stuff doesn't go away real easy. So, and I remember, you know, did you know, for you guys that like a nice glass of wine, nice good glass of wine, if it's not organic, okay, guess what? It is a petroleum product. And I pissed off 7 winemakers in Temecula, and I told them, I said, do you think if you put organic food, plant food on your vines, that you'll have a sweeter grape? They all said no. I said, I said, well, let me ask you this. If I bought you a steak dinner, would you want me to do that for you? Oh, yeah. I said, but the condition is I get to pour 2 teaspoons of gasoline on your steak. Do you think it would change the taste of your steak? They were pissed. They all got up and walked away. And the reason is because when you put a petroleum product on a vine, it coughs and sputters, but it still drinks it. And guess what? Now you got petroleum in your wine. So try to buy organic. So organic is basically no petroleum and no pesticides and no herbicides. That is organic. Non-GMO, okay, corn, soy, those are the big boys. They're full of GMOs. And again, GMO, genetically modified organism. The last word scares me. An organism. That means it's alive. So here this is going into our body, changing us and changing how we deal with gluten. Think about gluten. Wind the clocks back 30 years. Did you hear about gluten all the time? No.
No, but no, you're right. It's like this is a time-released capsule.
Yeah. I mean, and here's the thing. Was there gluten 30 years ago? There was. It wasn't dangerous. What changed? GMO. So now we, and guess what? Digestion's a huge issue. This is why I get the tea is so wonderful, because it works with your digestion. So digestion's a huge thing. A lot of people that got, we'll just call it the disease that they're spurting out all over everywhere. People that got that said, you know, I got over it, but I noticed something. What? My stomach hurts a little bit. It's like my digestion has changed. That's eerie. And so, and we have some products to combat some of that, but let me tell you something, your digestion, and here's one for you that most people don't know. Diabetics, type 2 again, diabetics have problems with digesting. So if you want to rock and roll and do better, make sure you're taking a little bit of a digestive aid, because you're slow in your digestive tract, and this will help things along. So when you do eat that meal, it's going to digest wonderfully in you. You want to make sure you've got fiber going on so everything moves through, because, and this is, if you're taking some little bit of fiber pill and you're drinking the tea, you're going to be golden. And if you're taking a digestive aid, that's going to help, because things are not digestible anymore. And if you're a diabetic, your digestion just got kind of hacked. So it doesn't mean it's dead. It just doesn't work on 100%. So you need a little help. That's all. Once you get going, and let me tell you something, when you're fasting, you can stop me anytime, Dave. When you're fasting, let me tell you something. You would think that your supplements would not work as well. Wrong answer. They work better. So immediately you'll see things like, I take niacin, and it's, you know, it's really a wonderful product. It's great for the veins, cleans everything out, cardiovascular, really good. Well, you'll get a rush with niacin, and I call it the flush and rush. And so you'll get this rush, and you turn red, and sometimes you'll itch, and, you know, I kind of like it. It lets me know I'm alive. But anyway, I would take one before, and I'd take a niacin, and sometimes it'd be an hour later, and, you know, it'd be bad timing. You're in a store, or you have a business meeting, and you turn all red, look like somebody's been drinking alcohol for 20 years. And, you know, people are going, what's wrong with you? You just turned around. Are you mad? No, I just had a niacin about an hour ago. Well, when you take it when you're fasting, you'll take it within 15 minutes. It goes off. So it's really neat to know that, and especially if you're taking something for diabetes, like if you were using the takedown, it dissolves immediately because your digestion it's like picked up. So lots of neat things on this fasting. I have nothing but good to say about it. And let me tell you real quick, and then I'll hand it back to Dave here. So, not only does it really kill obesity, it kills diabetes. And when I say kill it, if you stay on it, it'll get rid of it. I guess there could be a case or two where it doesn't work, but I haven't heard of any yet. So it'll do, but here's another thing. It does things for prostate. It does things for the big C. It does things for your eyes, for your brain. I mean, think about all the brain diseases that are going on. So, I mean, there is just circulation. I just can't tell you enough. You can tell my excitement, because if anybody, let's say five people listen to this show, there's a bazillion that listen to it, but five people listen and say, I'm going to try it, and they really put their mind in gear, I would love for you to get back with Dave and say, hey, you remember that show you guys did? Here's what happened to me. Because that's how powerful. You will not be disappointed.
I think, personally, that people need to form their own branch of medicine. Everything I'm hearing you say speaks to this, Ronnie.
Well, we rely. You know, think about this. In the olden days, you know, the guy goes, the doctor says, you have cancer. And you go, what did you do in the old days? I get a second opinion. With the insurance going the way it goes and all the stuff that goes on, there's no getting second opinions. So if that doctor's wrong, and they can be, what do you got going on? Do you know how many people have gone under the knife and they didn't need to? So there's issues that are going on. And trust me, I love doctors, you know. If I get in a car accident, boy, I need a doctor. You know, you're not going to sit there and take some supplements and heal. It ain't going to happen. So we need our doctors. But we need something to change. Either they need to get more into nutrition. I think we just need to get rid of corruption. And that we could talk about corruption. That would be about a 12-day show. So, you know, we just
and that
need
would
to get,
just be the opening statement.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, and what happens is when we're told that get your affairs in order, when we're told you're sick, when you're told, instead of the doctor saying, look, it looks like you might have XYZ, but you know what? I got a path for you, and we're going to do this together. Tell me if you ever heard that before, because you don't.
No.
But that's what you need to hear, because once you tell the body, I got worked on by a myofascia guy. So he's working on me, and if you don't know what that is, look it up. It's interesting. But he was really a rocker. Worked on football, worked on the Rams. You know, he was something else. Long and the short of it, I said something about my health, and it was a negative. And he stops working on me, looks at me, and he says, be careful what you say in front of the body. And I looked at that, and I thought, huh, interesting words. So when you say, I'm sick, then guess what? Your body says, huh, I'm sick. But when you and you use this in balance, you know, if all of a sudden you're feeling ill and you're about dropping dead, you know, don't go, I'm fine. You know, that kind of doesn't work. But point being is be careful what you say in front of the body, because that's how powerful the body is. So when you tell, this goes back to placebo. So you take the sugar pill and you hand it and you say, by the way, you have that stomach ache. Yeah, it hurts me so bad, doc. Take this pill, because you know what? As soon as you get this pill and it digests, you're going to feel great. It's a sugar pill. And they go, oh, okay, thank you, doc. You know, I took that pill. I felt so much better. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And this is the placebo. This is the power of the mind. And the power of the mind works with the physical body to heal. That's what it's supposed to do. All it needs is some help. This is where supplements come in. They're just helping. They're not doing the healing. They're just helping. They're just, it's the roadway to help. And that's, you know, to support. And that's what doctors should be. They should be supporting. And there are some good doctors out there that do exactly what I'm talking about when they support you. And they'll say, maybe if you need to, you might want to go get a second opinion. When I hear that out of a doctor, I go, man, that's awesome. So we do need an overhaul when it comes to medical.
Well, we need an overhaul on the internet, that's for damn sure.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what's gone on here is infantile, it's ridiculous, it's worse than communist Russia.
Yeah, well, communist, we'll leave that alone, I guess, but communist is, it might be at our back door.
Hell, I thought it was in bed with me.
Not yet, but I think it's knocking on the door.
You know what I feel like, honestly, this has happened so fast? I woke up and communism was in my bed. And I looked at it and I said, I don't know who the hell you are, but put your damn clothes on and take your hammer and sickle with you and get out.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel. It's happened that quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. Our nation's in a state and we know that, and I don't want to get in trouble here, but.
No, I know. I hear you, but I'm not talking, just talking politics. I'm talking media, big tech. I'm talking. What you can even say in private conversation that has never been offensive to anybody except someone who's looking for a cause. And it's just academia, what kids are taught now. Sit next to the nice man. He only has gifts for you.
Yeah. Whistleblowers.
I'm tired of it. I mean, I'm tired of the perversion. I'm tired of the lies. And I got to tell you, better get your health in order, because bad days lie ahead.
Yeah, and they do. There's truth to that. Dave's right. But here's the big one. It's how we handle the bad days. So if you're sick, if you're sick, you're not going to handle the bad days very well. But if you're not sick, and you're feeling really well, you've got your wits, you've got your thoughts. And thought changes things. So there's a lot of sick people out there, and I try to reach out to them and say, hey, I'm here to help you. I'm here to talk about certain things. You know, I do not believe in talking about bad things. You know, oh, your thumb's going to get cut off. What? No, you're going to reverse this thing, and you're going to feel better, and you're going to be good. You're going to do what you're not just going to say, I'm going to have a piece of cake, so I'll take 5 metformin, and that'll knock it down. Yeah, and you'll have a gut problem and have diarrhea. I get so frustrated.
Does that really cause diarrhea? I didn't know.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It causes digestion problems. So, and here's the thing. Go to the pharmacy. In fact, the doctor might not tell you about it, but when you get your, when you go to the pharmacy, say, hey, you know, what's the adverse effects of this product? Well, everybody's taking it. Don't tell me about everybody's taking it. Tell me mm-hmm. what the adverse effects are. Well, everybody usually did once in a while. No, I don't want to hear once in a while. What are the adverse effects?
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe, like, blood pressure medicine, you know, when you listen to the adverse effects, you know, you just go, holy cow, you know, holy cow. You know, I remember when I first got in the diabetic world, I was on metformin and this other stuff, and I can't even remember. It was an injection. It wasn't insulin, but it was like an insulin thing. Anyway, a little prick. It didn't hurt. I go, that's pretty good. Do you know what it was made out of?
I call it
lizard juice.
Ask. What?
Lizard juice.
No.
Yes.
No.
Some kind of something from a lizard.
You're kidding.
Guess what? Stop taking that one right away.
Yeah, we'll call it the Lizard of Oz.
I know. Let's not go down the reptilian road, but as soon as I heard lizard, I was like, oh my gosh, are my eyes changing? Do I look like a snake? Oh my
yeah.
God. Oh my God.
Were you shape-shifting? Did David Icke show up in your room?
David Icke. Hey, David, talk about it, man. I'm here. Oh. Anyway, got to make it fun.
No, listen. If you don't laugh at this, I mean, it's just so depressing that so many human beings could be so depraved, so perverted, just so evil that we have to laugh about it.
Yeah.
It just, I totally agree with you. So basically, in terms of just applying what you've said so far about men's health, and that's why I just wanted to get out of your way and let you roll, because you're talking about the importance of avoiding carbohydrates, sugar, intermittent fasting is non-negotiable, and you're saying the increment for that is 24 hours, right?
For me, you know, Jason will tell you less hours. I think he's at 16, you know. But if you have diabetes or if you have prostate issues or you have anything that you think you might have, 16 hours is not going to cut it. So get on a 24 and start learning 24s, 36s, 48s, and start working just like you do with lifting weights. You know, you don't lift 10 pounds for the rest of your life.
That's true.
You get aggressive. You go 10 pounds, and you go 15, and you go 20, and more reps, and so on and so forth, or heavier weight with less reps, and there's all these different designs. And you have to design what's your body. If you're getting dizzy and everything else, and you can go 40 days. Just so you know, the spiritual leaders used to fast. Why do you think that is? Because they need to lose weight? Because they had diabetes? Because it clears their brain. It makes them more spiritual.
Yeah, but the bad guy showed up there, too.
I know.
I'll give you the earth.
Dave, you're spoiling
just
it for me.
Eat some sugar, Jesus. Eat some sugar. Yeah, I know. I hear you. It's so depressing. We really are supposed to be what, carnivores, aren't we?
Yeah.
What would you say?
Yeah, supposedly that's not true. But
I was baiting you.
Yeah, supposedly that's not true, but you know, should we be eating a cow every day? No.
No.
Chicken, fish, you know, that's a lot better to go. But do I have beef or lamb? I do. All the time? No. But I do. But I also spend probably 1, 2, 3, 4, at least 5 days where I don't even eat anything. So, you know, it's supposedly meat's really bad for you. And but I'll be honest, I was a vegan, true vegan, for 5 months. It did help me, but it was the worst time of my life. Eating just pure vegetables all the time. And I love vegetables, but it was just like, you know, and then you have to move to the soy, and soy is GMO full. So then you're back to square one. So what are you eating? GMOs? And no. So I have a little bit of meat. I try to do a lot of vegetables. I do a lot of fish. I love fish. And I do a lot of turkey, you know, like ground turkey for turkey tacos.
Sure.
You know, I know how to cook. So, but I do have...
Okay, we've got the natural stuff, but you also got stuff that is natural but isn't part of the food chain that you offer people, like Takedown. Let's talk about that stuff.
Takedown is great for supporting blood sugar issues. And I was taking, I was telling Dave this, I used to take 6 a day just to keep my blood sugar down. Guess what? I take 0 to 1 a day. And when I say 0, if you're fasting all day, you don't need to take stuff to get your blood sugar down because it comes down automatically. So if I have one meal, if I'm doing a 24-hour fast, when I go to eat, I'll take a Takedown. And I'm golden. But I don't take a lot of stuff. I used to take all kinds of berberine, all kinds of stuff. And I don't take all that anymore. So, you know, you can't test your blood sugars unless you know where it's really at.
Sure.
So for me, I have to say, okay, where am I really at? You know, if I take 5 Takedown pills, of course I'm going to be in a normal range. But I don't. It's not true. When I eat, I should be able not to have to raise my blood sugars. I mean, they'll raise a little bit even on a normal person, but it comes right back into balance. So that's where I'm going, is when I eat a normal meal, and I'll be there in a few months where I can eat a normal meal and I won't need to take anything.
Wow. That's pretty good. Okay, so Takedown brings down blood sugar. What else do you have that is good for the body? And
Minerals Plus. Minerals Plus. Yep, Minerals Plus, especially if you're fasting, you're going to want Minerals Plus because you get depleted of your minerals. And so you want to be taking Minerals Plus. You want to be taking Allicin Advanced. That's good, period, just because all the creeping crud that's going around. You want to make sure you got Allicin Advanced. And these things are going to digest now. If you're fasting, bam, boom, they work. So, and I hope a ton of people get involved here and say, that really got me. That show got me. I'm going to do this because it's for you. It's not for me. It's for you. And I just told you, if you fast, your blood sugars are going to go down, so you're not going to need Takedown. So see, it's not for me. It's for you. And that's the kicker. So we need to get well. We're going in, as Dave said, we're going into some hard times. We need to get well. And so, Minerals Plus T. Did I say T? T. And by the way, I'm going to just tell you, I can't tell you all your people this, Dave, but the Friday of Black Friday coming around, Get the Tea is going to have a huge sale, one of the best sales of the year. And if they put in Dave in the coupon code, they're going to get free shipping on that special.
Okay, so
that's really cool.
Excuse me, you went a little fast there. They're just using my name, Dave?
Dave in the coupon code.
Okay.
Hit apply. You'll get free shipping. Okay. And free shipping on the specials or whatever that is that you want. And it's happening on Black Friday. So we're right around the corner from that.
Yeah, we sure are. Okay. So I'm just making myself a note here. That's nice. I appreciate that. So if you were just to kind of sum up both the food and the natural products that your company deals with, what would you say an ideal profile would look like?
As far as food goes?
Yeah, food and also the supplements.
Food, you want to make sure that you do no carbs, no simple carbs, or very little simple carbs, which is your potatoes, your chips, if you're doing beans, those are complex carbs, so you can do a little bit of that. So you want to do meat, chicken, fish. If you really want to rock and roll, fish is going to be the best. Chicken's going to be number 2. Chicken and turkey kind of the same. And meat would be last because it takes a long time to digest the meat. But eat well on your meal and then fast 24 hours. When it comes to supplements, you're trying to kill diabetes. You want to fast as long as you can. If you can do 36, go 36. If you can go 48, go 48. Make sure you check with your doctor and make sure it's good to go. Most doctors would probably say it's not a good idea if you're a diabetic, but I can tell you I've changed my ball game pretty easily.
What would be their objection for having diabetes?
I really don't. You're going to get dizzy. You're going to get a lot of myths.
Oh, versus you're going to die. Okay. Dizzy or die. Take your pick here. I think I'll take dizzy.
Yeah. And truthfully, you're not dizzy. The only thing you're going to do is you're going to get hungry. And did I tell you the rule? Jason says this rule, and it is a truth. Do not cheat with snacks. Oh, I'll just have a few peanuts. It'll be fine. No, it will not be fine because your insulin starts pumping. It just takes a little bit of something, and your insulin starts pumping. So which is going to be what? Raising your blood sugar. So you have insulin resistance if you're diabetic too. So you want to make sure that you're not snacking. If your snack now is water, H2O. Drink it all the time. That's your snack.
No, my son has that habit. I'm glad he does. Okay, let me summarize here what you're offering too from your company besides just good advice. Coupon code Dave gets you free shipping on Black Friday. So that's getthetea.com. It's good stuff.
Yeah, it gets
Ronnie.
You free shipping, period. Not just Black Friday, period.
Okay,
you're
going
to get it across the board. But on Black Friday, there's going to be some specials that's going on.
Oh.
And one good one. So you'll get free shipping on that.
Okay, that sounds really good. Well, Ronnie, I'm glad we did this. And I'll tell you why I'm glad we did it. Because it's a voice of reason in the wilderness that people need to hear. And that's the bottom line. I'm tired of the take this product, and by the way, it may cause drowsiness, dizziness, deathiness. Yeah, you know what
deathiness.
I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's crazy what's going on. Hey, we're flat out of time, my friend, and we're up against it. But thank you so much for joining us, and